Welcome to Brad Kyle's Brad's Motorworks podcast. We'll be talking about some things about BMW, some things of cars in general, and some things about car repair. I hope you find it educational, enlightening, and I hope it increases your understanding of your car. And maybe along the way we'll have some fun too. Thank you for listening, and here we go. Episode number 55, The Life of a Car, Becoming a Great Owner. What makes a great owner? I'm going to answer that. This is obviously my own opinion, but I'm going to answer that question right off the bat. And this is really based, obviously, from me doing what I do for a living, which is repairing cars. Okay. And certainly I've had a number of cars in my life. And, you know, I've been around cars for a long, long time, and I've been around car owners for a long, long time. And it, you know, it takes all kinds. You know, everybody's kind of a little bit different. But in any case, what makes a great owner? They buy quality over price. They take proper care of the car and keep it for as long as possible, ultimately getting the highest value from their car through usage and appreciating what their car provides for them in their life. Okay. They understand that a car is probably the second largest investment they will make, next to maybe either buying a home and or educational expenses. Okay. They sometimes use the word they love their car. They maybe have even named it. Okay. Some people would look at that and go, what? Love my car? No. You know, my car is, I mean, very basically, any car, regardless of what it is, whether it be a Yugo or a Rolls-Royce Bentley or an exotic car and everything in between, what does a car actually do? Well, it gets you from A to B. That's what it's for. It's transportation. The question just becomes, you know, what are you able to afford? What do you want to get? What do you have? You know, does it provide all the other things you're looking for in that mode of transportation, whether it be comfort, safety, reliability, dependability? Is it techno-oriented, where it has all these neat bells and whistles that you seem to feel you want, need, whatever the case may be? Obviously, there's a lot more going on in a car than just getting you from A to B. But that is really the bottom line. And certainly then it's, you know, how does the car look? How does it make you feel? Did you buy a car for a status symbol? Whatever the case may be. But the same great owner also, they pay attention to what the car is or isn't doing. In other words, they pay attention to it. It's not just, well, it got me where I wanted to go. Okay. Well, ultimately, that's what you were looking for. Okay, but they listen. Is there any new noises or vibrations or smells or poor performance? And when these things happen, they're also paying attention to, well, what are the symptoms? In other words, well, when did this start? And does it only happen under certain circumstances or certain speeds, or it only happens when the car is cold or hot? They pay attention and start, you know, thinking about, when is it doing this new thing? Okay. Frankly, they've already learned about and they do the following. And I'm going to reference a number of different episodes I've already done. So I guess what I'm really doing in this particular one, and this is, I mean, I thought about writing all this out and I thought, you know what, I've already covered this in other episodes way more in depth than what I could necessarily do in this one episode. So I'm going to give you some homework. But if you take the time to listen to these other episodes and really kind of take it to heart, I think you're going to find that you can get a lot better value out of your car and appreciate what it does for you. So, homework. Listen to episode number 2, The Keys to a Great Repair Experience, Communication. Okay? This is your responsibility. Okay? It's your car. You're the one who drives it. You spend the most amount of time in it compared to anyone else, okay? I mean, granted, if you share it 50-50 with your wife or a loved one or a friend or whatever, okay, fine, all right? And if that's the case, frankly, or maybe you're listening to this podcast and you're not the one who spends the most amount of time maybe in another car you own, it might be worthwhile for the other people involved in your life to listen to these different podcasts, Okay. So episode number two, episode number 11, maintenance versus repairs. Okay. I talk about there is a difference in those two items, maintenance costs and maintenance things that are done versus repair. Okay. Episode number 12, how to find a great repair shop. Okay. This is something you want to do before your car is broken. Okay. The worst time to be hunting around to try to find a shop, because you're going to be asking the wrong questions and you're going to be stressed. Okay. Episode number 16, BMWs, repair the old or buy the new. Okay. It's applicable really to any car. On that one, I do talk specifically about, you know, BMWs, but it's really applicable to any car as far as the idea of, you know, looking at the dollars and cents, and does it make sense to repair the car I have? Do you love the car? Or is it simply, you know, a set of four wheels in a box and you're just driving around in it? Okay. Episode number 20, car repair costs, yearly versus long term. You know, again, this helps somebody who is a person who tends to keep things for a long time. Okay. They buy quality over price. Okay. So the way that you get, you've probably spent more money for that quality item than if you bought some kind of a, you know, low dollar piece of junk, something, whatever it is, not necessarily just a car. Okay. It helps you to, that particular episode helps you to kind of educate you in regards to, you know, making a decision to fix the old car or buy a new one. Okay. Episode number 20, car repair costs, yearly versus long term, if I didn't already mention that. Episode 31, price shopping car repair. Okay. Again, that's not a good idea. And I, you know, elaborate on that quite a bit. Episode number 37, BMW lifetime fluids, lower maintenance costs or bad advice. Now, yes, that one is geared towards BMW because they do use quote unquote lifetime fluids. I would imagine that most, if not all, the manufacturers have gone to some kind of a, you know, system like that where they claim, hey, this is a lifetime fluid. But again, it goes back to maintenance. Okay. The bottom line is that ultimately it's your car and it's your money. Okay. So the question becomes, how much of it, your money, do you want to lose through lack of maintenance and depreciation? Okay. I mean, again, I talk about in one of those episodes about depreciation, and that it is the single biggest cost of car ownership. This is assuming you're not blowing up engines and transmissions left and right, okay? People don't realize that, and I'll say it again, and I've mentioned it in other podcasts. The single biggest cost of car ownership is depreciation, okay? The average car, when it's 3 years old from brand new, has lost half of its original value just through depreciation. Okay. So certainly the person who, in my mind, I don't see myself ever buying a brand new car. I frankly don't really care if I even won the lotto. Okay. because I know what I know. And, you know, I mean, the example, the perfect example, and again, I mentioned this in other podcasts, is that let's just say you went out and bought a $50,000 BMW. It doesn't really matter what it is, okay? But spending 50 grand on really any car is not that hard to do in today's world, okay? We're talking about brand new, obviously, okay? If the survey is correct, which it is, the average car now 3 years later is only worth $25,000, okay? That's, if you do the math, that's 36 months. So if you take $25,000 divided by 36 months, you've lost over $660 a month, every single month during that 3 years in depreciation alone. Okay. That's not including the payments you've made and interest and obviously gas and so on and so forth, insurance, registration costs, the sales tax of the car when you bought it. Okay. So in my mind, you know, the better deal is to buy a car that is maybe two, you know, two, three, 4 years old. If you want a certain warm, fuzzy feeling. You know, you buy it where the car still has some kind of original factory warranty on it. So that way, if there is a problem while you're owning it for the first, whatever, year or 90 days or 2 years or whatever it is, that you have some sort of, you know, warm, fuzzy sense of security type feeling because the car still does have some of its warranty on it. Okay. But, I mean, it's your money. Okay. Do with it as you please. There's always going to be people that, and I've met them, and they definitely have, you know, a certain attitude, and that's okay. And the attitude is the car's barely out of warranty. Maybe they're having to pay for the first service on it or brakes or something they've worn out, okay, by usage. And the attitude is, you know, you give them an estimate for whatever it is to fix this or that or whatever stuff they've worn out. And I've literally had, you know, customers say, well, I'm just going to buy a new car. And I literally look at it and go, well, that's one way of going. And I remember one guy in particular that I asked him, I said, what's the single biggest cost of car ownership? And he knew. He goes, oh, depreciation. And I said, okay. Obviously, if there was any love affair with this car, it's over with. And he just looked at me like, what? Love? You know, it's a car. I mean, that's what he basically, it's a car. It gets me from A to B. You know, and this was a BMW owner. And again, not that, you know, someone, we can all fall in love, so to speak, with whatever it is that we have if we, you know, are so inclined, okay? But for him, it was just a car, okay? And at that point, it was going to cost him like $1,200 or $1,500 for brake work and some just normal maintenance wear and tear stuff. And to him, that's it. I'm done, okay? I'm not going to spend the money on it. But yet he would full knowingly go into a situation where he's going to go and trade it in and get a newer car that he's going to be losing whatever, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, okay, just through depreciation, and that was okay with him. Well, okay, whatever. I mean, it makes the world go round, you know, economically, you know, he's helping hundreds, if not thousands of people in industries by buying the new car. But it's only money, his, and in this case, yours, okay? So, you know, the bottom line is what's going to be interesting is, what about the future of car ownership, okay? I haven't done it yet, but I mean, you know, currently this is episode number 55. On episode number 57, it's called Autonomous Cars, Ownership, Ride Sharing, Use on Demand, who's responsible for the car, okay? Because in the future, there's going to be different opportunities that are available to where, especially in the bigger cities, you don't even have to own a car, okay? You have your smartphone, and you walk out of your apartment or home or whatever, and before you even do that, you find out, well, where's a car that I can use, okay? And this is something that a person who owns a car, let's say they drive it to work, they then make it available for rental, so to speak, for other people to use during the day while they're working. And the only thing that has to happen is that hopefully that car is brought back to them at the end of the day. And this is all done via smartphone, okay? So what's going to be interesting is who's responsible for the car, okay? So it's going to be real interesting in the future. And people don't realize that, I mean, if you're renting your car out, you're responsible in a big way for the maintenance and repairs on that car, okay? And as a society, we, you know, in this country, in the United States, we are not very good about taking care of our cars. I mean, I made the comment, and this is factual, and it's been this figure, it's relative, but it's been this figure for many years. The dollar amount of unperformed maintenance service in this country is $60 billion a year, okay? As a society, we do not do a very good job of taking care of our cars, okay? And the sad part about it is currently there's only about 14 to 15 states in this country that have any kind of a mandatory safety inspection type of a thing. I'm not talking about smog inspections, because smog inspections are only concerned about one thing, and that's emissions, Okay. I'm talking about states that have actual safety inspections where they're checking for like rust damage and they're checking for mechanical issues and so on and so forth. And if it doesn't pass that, you're not driving the car. Okay. This is very big in Europe. Okay. But in this country, there's no doubt. And the thing is I don't really know if when an accident happens, if anybody really takes the time to actually investigate, was this car not properly maintained? Okay. Is that why the brakes failed? I would hope that, during an accident investigation, people are talking with the drivers and so on and so forth, and someone says, well, my brakes failed, or it felt like they did because I stepped on the brake pedal and there was nothing there. It went to the floor. So that's why I couldn't stop my car, and that's why I caused the accident. I really don't know if anybody ever actually goes back through and says, well, let's see your maintenance records. I don't have any. Maybe the car wasn't properly maintained, and based on that figure I just gave you, probably wasn't. Okay, it's going to get a lot more interesting, and people don't realize how they are going to be held liable if you rent your car out. Okay, you're liable. Okay, for the repairs, if you rent out for money, a car, your car, so that you can make some income off of it while it's normally sitting there while you're at work, you're responsible for that baby. Okay? You're responsible for their lives, whoever's using that car. And then, of course, the question becomes is how are they driving your car? Okay? Do they care about it? Probably not. Okay? So, car ownership, there's going to be a huge change and shift in how people use their cars, whether or not they're necessarily making money off of their cars while the car is actually sitting there doing nothing besides being available. Okay. Things are going to change. And so, if nothing else, besides this episode being, that I'm trying to educate you to take better care of your car and maybe even care about it. It's going to become kind of interesting if this catches on where people, they rent their car out for usage. And certainly, obviously, it's going to be an issue for, companies that do the same thing, but the car isn't owned by you or anyone else. It's owned by a company, and that's what they do. It's almost like a rental car kind of a thing. I mean, when we rent a car, we all make the assumption that car is safe and it's been properly taken care of. And it better be, because otherwise, if there's an accident and it can be proven that the car wasn't properly maintained, obviously that company's being sued, okay, for who knows how much money. So the car ownership scenario is going to potentially change quite a bit, okay. Same thing really with autonomous cars, self-driving cars. If you're not driving the car anymore, are you really paying attention to what it is or isn't doing, other than the fact that it get you from where you wanted to go to I mean from where you were to where you wanted to go? Did it get you there? But during that process, if you're watching a movie or doing work on your laptop or whatever, talking to people, texting, whatever the case may be, you're not paying attention to what that car is doing, okay? And again, it's still your car. Or maybe you're doing a use on demand type thing, okay? Where it's not your car. You're certainly not going to be paying attention to it, okay? So it's going to be kind of interesting. But in any case, that's my definition of a great owner, is someone who, they value their money. They want it to be, obviously spent wisely. They look at quality over price, and they look at their car as an investment that it provides the transportation you need on a day-to-day, hour by hour, minute by minute basis. Okay, and you obviously want it to be properly maintained and taken care of, and you're looking to get the best value out of that car, which actually happens through longer term use. I mean, even if you do buy a car brand new, the way that you get your value out of it is by keeping it, maintaining it properly, keeping it washed and waxed, and showing some pride of ownership. And that's how you get the value out of a car anyway. to me, buying it and trading it in every 2, 3, 4 years, there's certainly a plenty of society that does that. But I really wonder if they realize how much of their money is going bye-bye, because that's exactly what's happening. Okay, so that's about it on this one. Hopefully it's been enlightening. And, you know, again, obviously I'm not here to tell anybody what to do and how to spend their money, but I hope this one's been enlightening. I've hoped you learned a couple things here and there that you can apply towards your car life experience. And, you know, please, if this has been something that's been enlightening for you, you know, share it with family and friends versus, you know, your social media outlets, so on and so forth. If you want to get a hold of me, as usual, via email, it's bkpodcasts5@gmail.com. I am also on LinkedIn. And, you know, keep in mind that I am a repair shop owner and technician. The name of the shop is Brad's Motor Works. I'm in Newbury Park, California. And certainly I have a couple different websites you can check into if you're so inclined. Or if you're in the area, you know, stop by and say hi or give me a call. And I appreciate your time. I hope you have a great day and a fantastic evening. Thank you again for listening. Thank you for listening to this episode. It's been an honor and a privilege to spend time with you. I hope you found this of value. Please share it with family and friends. Above all else, with all you're getting, get understanding. May God bless you and keep you, and thank you again.